Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the ARC Initiative podcast. My name is Jazzy, and sitting here with me is...
Hi, my name is Clarissa.
And hello, I'm Liz. And for the first episode of the ARC Initiative podcast, today we have our company CEOs with us, Hannah Seville.
Hey.
And Jonathan Felix.
Hi.
Before we start, why don't we have a word of prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we're able to create this company and just to glorify you in all of our ways that we can. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
We want to start off our first podcast talking with our CEOs just to get a deeper look of the company and what it's really about. So, hey guys, how you doing?
Pretty good, yeah.
What's up?
So today we're going to ask you guys some questions.
Yes, we have some questions for you. So, what is the ARC Initiative and what is it about?
As the ARC Initiative, our mission is to reach people, specifically like people who are struggling with things, people who really just need our help and need God. And so the ARC Initiative comes from the biblical flood, Noah's Ark, that sort of thing. And so we're trying to be an ark, a sanctuary for other people. We want our company to reach people who have been drowning in the negatives of life and give them hope, a chance to be saved through Jesus.
I think our company statement sums it up pretty well. It's to provide a sanctuary for and to educate all of humanity. So I think that's kind of what the ARC comes down to, like Hannah's saying, provide a sanctuary for.
Let's hear a word from our beloved sponsor.
Hey, Liz.
Yeah?
Are you looking for someone to sit next to you at church or go on Sabbath walks with?
I mean, not at the moment. I'm kind of...
Well, if that's the case, My Holy Romance is the app for you.
I'm not really trying
My Holy Romance is a dating app for single Seventh-day Adventists who want someone to share their haystacks with. With this app's location feature, you can locate who goes to the churches in your area to make it easier to find the perfect haystack lover. Just swipe for yes and down for no and begin your holy romance.
Okay, yeah, it kind of sounds like fun.
My Holy Romance will give you a 10% discount if you use the code ARK10. That's ARK10. Again, that's ARK10. Speaking of your mission statement, is there something about your mission statement or your vision that sticks out to you or that's important?
Well, like the sanctuary part is pretty self-explanatory in the ARC, but then the educating part is also important. So all of the things we do is to educate people. So we have like the podcast, you guys are going deeper into like the Bible, and we have like a children's story, and that like it just reaches people from everywhere.
Yeah. And I mean, like a lot of our different mediums, like people are going to have pens you carry around. People will see it. Maybe they'll just read what's on it. And it's not like super in depth, but it's going to like help them like get a little seed in their brain. And then we're going to have like, I don't know, a board game. And people like board games because they're fun, but it's also going to be educational and teach people about the Bible.
Yeah. Like everything we do has a goal, and it's to educate people and then bring them into something that can provide a sanctuary.
So kind of like towards your goal, like what's something that you guys are, that your company is like specifically passionate about? Like I know you guys said you're talking about a sanctuary, but like what specifically are you guys like wanting to focus on?
I mean, just being able to be a part of like something where we can like reach people is really important to me. So I think having that opportunity that I can like, I don't know, like guide people into doing something positive is really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome to be able to take a step like beyond just sitting there and like reading your Bible or like just talking about it with your friends. It's like we're actually doing things. We're actually putting real material out into the world. People can actually use it or like see it, and it's going to be there.
And knowing that it's like you're a part of something that is bigger than your individual selves is also, yeah. So how has your perception of the story of Noah and the sanctuary changed since starting the company?
I've always like grown up with the story of Noah and the Ark, and so I knew what it was about, but I didn't really get into the whole sanctuariness of it until we kind of developed our name and did some more research into that, which is actually super fascinating because the Ark is like a specific, like the sanctuariness of the Ark is so emphasized. The specific Hebrew word is used in the Bible for the Ark is used only one other time, and that's when it's like referring to the little basket that Moses was in. And so it's like such an important biblical thing, and it's like it's cool that we get to kind of bring that to the modern world and use that as our inspiration.
Yeah, and that's so cool because like we hear like, oh, just the little story of like the animals going to the ark. But like, yeah, you're right. There's like so much more behind that story. And so how important to both of you is the message of the ark and God's promise?
Yeah, like I think it's really important. Like just having people, having people know that they have like a sanctuary out there, which is like Jesus, you know, and then we get to provide that. And like the educating part is we get to provide that to anybody who, regardless of what they know about the Bible, we can provide that sanctuary for them and just let them, like Ken was saying, they're drowning in, was it drowning in like the troubles of life or something like that, right? Like we get to provide a sanctuary for them when they're going through things. So
I want to talk a little bit more about your, I know we're talking about your company, but I want to get into more specifics about the different departments and what's going on there. What, tell us about the different departments within the company and a little, just a little bit about what they do.
Okay, so we have quite a few different departments, and I mean, since we started, they've gotten split up into a few other tinier bits and pieces, but like our biggest department is probably fabrication, just because they're working on all of our like physical merchandise and things like that. And so we've got like t-shirts, pens, keychains, board games, like that sort of physical thing, which is super cool. We have our art department. They're doing like our comic book children's story thing, some of the artwork for the board game. Just like, it's really neat how we can kind of divide people and use everybody's skills like that.
That's how you get other people engaged from different levels of age, from board games to mugs.
Oh yeah, we have research. We have the research department. They're basically, their job is to their job is to like just research everything and make sure everything's following the track of like what our statement is, what we like our goal as a company, just make sure like all the products we put out have a purpose. We also have music. We have the music department, or the media department. Well, media got split into like two things. There's like social media and actually, there's like three.
Yeah, it all kind of got watered down because we have a lot of video projects. We have a lot of like specific auditory music projects and like informal video.
Yeah, music is split into like music. Then we have social media. Then we have like video and photo. So then the video and photo team is just collecting stuff for the website and collecting stuff for like documentaries and stuff, or for like the podcast. Like if you need music, the music department provides that. So the music that you guys hear should be provided by the music team.
Yeah. Also, Jonathan, if you want to talk about the website.
Oh, yeah. The website department is basically me. I'm just making the website, and I think it's going pretty good. You guys will be watching this on the website, so you'll see.
Lastly, I wanted to ask if you guys have any final thoughts, any final message that you want to say to the people that are listening to our podcast.
I think a big mission of the ARC Initiative is not only to inspire people and to reach people as an organization collectively, but to like implement this mindset into everybody who we encounter and who is kind of inspired by us, and that people will take this sanctuary mindset and apply it in other aspects of their personal life and think about it when they're helping other people, or when people reach out to them for help, or when like they're in a hard spot or somebody else is in a hard spot, that sort of thing. So
yeah, like if you see somebody like going through it or something, you can be like, oh sure, check out the arcinitiative.org, but you can also like pray with them, you know, like you could be that sanctuary for them. So I think that's kind of like what Hannah's saying. We kind of want to bring that mindset to everybody.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for being here with us today. We really appreciate it.
Bye!